Shall we give everyone a minute or two to join? Hey, Kyle, do you remember when we had the roof coordination meetings? What time slot was that in?
I thought they were Monday afternoon. So it would have been like 3 o'clock our time.
We need to get them set up to go through the action item list for the roof. So I'll try and set something up for that would actually that's the other meeting, but okay, I'll try and set something up for next week.
Okay.
So Jack is flying. He wasn't sure if he would attend, so he asked me to record. I think he's heading to Fermilab right now. We got Justin, Nick. I don't see Alex.
Nor San Mitra. All the people that serve.
Yes, Amitra should be back, right? Let me I'll send them a reminder. There's Alex. Oh,
Alex
Alex,
is in now.
Yeah,
Alex
Alex, do
is
you know if
in.
San Mitra is going to join?
I have not seen him yet. He's not made it in this morning yet.
Okay, then we'll.
Gianluigi. Okay, Gianluigi, do you
Yes.
have with you?
Do you have, sorry?
Tux is with you?
No, but I'm gonna check it.
Okay, please tell him to connect. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, then let me share. I mean, our goal for this meeting was to step through the action item list. We've had sort of two parallel ones going through. Olga drafted one. Jack took it and added comments to it. And then I think Marzio in parallel edited the original one from Justin. So I think we'll step through these and then try and
Well, there is just one. Olga has incremented the changes of a Jack and a mine. So the last file is the one of Olga.
okay, I've got one. Olga Jack.
No, this is wrong. So don't use this. Use the one of Olga, the last one of Olga.
Olga, did you when did you send that one to me?
Half an hour ago, I tried to implement Olga
Okay. Yeah, no.
Jack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was talking with Nick while you were sending the file, so I will. We will step through these and see if everyone is on the same page.
Can you enlarge?
Yeah.
Justin, I have compressed the file, so it is still there, all the other columns. Just if,
Just hidden.
yeah, just see them. And I have tried to do to put a due date and a priority.
Yeah, but some of them, like mid-June, to get that one, you've got to get all the other ones. So,
Yeah, but The other one will have to arrive in order to have this possible.
Yeah, to meet that milestone. So it's
they would have repeated 100 times the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, so shall we step through this then? So this includes Jack's comments.
Yeah.
But there's like
there's just one which is still in green, but all the other have been included in black.
I lost
Believe me.
Because I think where is Jack's comments?
Jim, they are in. It's just at the end, you'll see there is still one green. All the others have been turned black. Okay.
Okay, so you basically accepted Jack's suggestions and moved through.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they have been accepted, and just one which was not understood.
Okay, so basically all of them were, none of them were contended. Okay. And I think we just stepped through them, if that is a reasonable use of of an hour's time. So I think this is just a statement of fact. John Luigi is working on analysis. Alex will generate drawings after the analysis is complete. Right, that was in Jack's.
No, what was in Jack was the line after.
Okay, but do we want to wait for to generate the production drawings until after the analysis is complete?
Yeah, that's okay. I was just saying that Jack.
No, you're just, yeah, this is my confusion, but I think the statement's still good there. And then Steve Whitaker will generate the procurement spec from the technical specification. Adrian will work on 3D models. Alex will send the beam clamp data to Jack and Marzio. Any problem with that, Alex?
Nope. I should be able to probably do that today.
Yeah.
Also, okay. while I'm on the mic, Sanmitra did pull up. He's just on with my computer right now.
Okay.
So.
So we made it back to the States. Congratulations. Detector mezzanine model will be updated with the clamp. I guess. Why is this Alex? Wouldn't this be Adrian? Marzio, I mean, Adrian's the one who will take and modify the feet of the mezzanine,
yeah, okay,
include fine. The beam clamps, right?
Put a comma, Adrian, because Adrian needs some guidance.
Fine. Okay, mid-June is the goal. Assume that installation tells us we'll need details, the slide showing the installation process. That's on you, Alex, right?
Yep.
And then the contract, basically the procurement strategy is we'll go for fabrication only with an engineering check by PE stamp. That's actually will fit into the procurement specification. You're going to check, Alex, and look into the stairs to see if there's, are they commercial off the shelf or if we'll need to do anything. Any goal for where you want that, Alex?
I do not have a goal picked out on that at this point, but I could probably get that within the next couple weeks, probably okay. Within the next week and a half.
Okay, so that's around May 7.
And don't go into details, die. It's enough that is there for the. Okay, oh. What is important is this go up. What's very important is that Alex check the rack size and the mezzanine so that there is they don't fall down.
Yeah. Does Terry have the information for the racks that we're going to be using for that?
Yeah. So you need to check the size of the feet.
Terry Shaw. Yeah.
So don't put it in red. Leave it in blue. In red means there is something wrong with it. Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Just set up a.
If you continue like that, we will finish in 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Then on the clean room, that Let's see. Justin has the concept. So j when we start work, we'll get information from Justin. We know where the sealant's going to be applied. I even got the information as to what sealant's used. Do we need to do anything on the use of the LZ clean room, Marzio?
Yes, I have to speak. I have to give instruction to Charles. Once I speak again with the PDS to know exactly in which condition they want the clean room, air condition, pressure, and things like that.
Okay. So Justin, you'll take and complete the model, and then you'll communicate that to us before we start working in the clean room again. And then we had moving the stairs, the sash closer to the middle. So that's all part of the. That's not going to happen.
This mess happened.
We're not going to work on it by then.
It's a very small thing to do. Just to get
Yeah,
a
no,
clean
but we're
room.
not going to work on clean room until we get the cable tray update. So it won't happen by June.
Okay, then with somebody else will do it because I need a 3D model which makes sense, not a 3D model with bump inside the stairs.
A 3D model of the clean room you need?
Yeah, today you have a 3D model of the clean room, and if you move the stair now by 90 degree, then you bump inside the clean room.
That's
You
correct.
overlap.
Okay. And this is part of that, figuring out how the cart wall fits in and all of that. And that's also part of that. Oh. Cold box. Justin, is the folder area updated?
No, I'll do that today.
Okay. Engineering note analysis need updated with the clamp in the back of the cryostat. You're working on that. And then we'll get the validation requirement, the quality control spec. You'll have to transmit those. That's all part of that little update. The DXX version of all drawings. Again, the goal is by mid-June. We'll have to. Justin, can you communicate to David that he needs to that we need to set up a meeting with Olga.
Yep, I'll do that.
Mid-June. I think that's still, I think we're still on track with that. I'll have to get with, we'll have to draft that. That's probably a procedure.
Yeah, can you communicate also to me this when this is, voilà, you remove pressure test. Very good. Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure what that is. But that has to do with the QC, I believe. And
Yes.
you'll calculate the stored energy with the volume, right?
Yeah, right. As soon as I can. Yeah.
Okay, steel lowering test.
Thank you, Alex. I forwarded already the drawings to the company.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so this is complete then, right?
Yeah.
Can you send also to me the drawings?
They are on EDMS on the usual location.
Okay.
Aircaster. Selection of the Aircaster and provide data to the company, verification of loads to be performed. Cyril Tux, is this clear?
Yep.
Okay. Same with recalculating the load per surface.
So when do we have a clarification of which Aircaster Sumitra?
Definitely this week I'll be speaking with them and showing them our load. And yeah, I'll be working on the verification of the loads too.
Okay, so
Because
that's
Sid is waiting for you, huh? You realize.
yes, I spoke with him yesterday.
Okay, so that basically says this will happen this week. Then we have the Sanmitra, the independent verification of the cart. You'll do that?
Yep, and that will be after we get all the information from Lakeshore and the Aircaster company, right?
Yeah, you have to.
No. No.
No?
No, it's immediately. Why do you wait, Lakeshore and Aircaster?
I'll be verifying the calculations they do, right? That's the task.
No, you redo the calculation we have done. That's the task. You create an independent finite element model and you run some of the load case. We can discuss which one. And you redo the calculation to check that the load that we have provided and our calculation is correct. That's the task.
Oh yeah, but that isn't that the task on line number 44? If I'm
No.
correct. Okay.
44 is you use our, okay, so let's clarify. We have done the calculation and you receive it some time ago already. Dennis gave to you all the loads, okay, for on the Aircaster, acting on the Aircaster from all the load cases. You take these loads that Dennis have calculated, you go to the Aircaster company, and based on this load, they are supposed to select one type or another of Aircaster. When you have this selection done, and you be careful that some of the load are nominal case without with safety factor, and other loads are without safety factor. Okay? This has to be very clearly said to the company. All the loads are without safety factor, the value, but the company should not put safety factor on all the load. Enfin, this is clear, I guess. Then from that, you select the Aircaster with the company. And from that, you know the surface of contact with the floor of the cage for the landing pad and for the Aircaster when they are inflated. And for this you give to Sid. This is line 44. Now, line, sorry, 46 is completely different. You recalculate the loads. You do a model, you pass some load case. We can simplify this load case. Maybe not all needs to be calculated. And you check the calculation from Dennis. It's completely different. By the way, I have updated the load case document from the discussion with Sid last week and the measurement. So now it's released. So I received the command for it was in engineering check. I received command just from Sid, and it was approved by Dennis and Gianluigi. So I understand that all the other have approved the load cases as I received no command. So I released the document. Is it clear, Samitra?
Yep. Okay.
The bottom line, Mitra, is that you cannot wait much more time to decide on the air casters. You have to do it on the basis of this first calculation, but you have to be fast in order to, before the order is out, to cross-check that the calculation is correct.
Yeah, hoping that everything is fine.
Well, there is no time
Added to
anyway.
this independent
You
model
wasted too much
analysis.
time.
Olga Samitra, is that correct? Independent model and FEA analysis to verify certain analysis, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
Absolutely right.
okay, that sounds like a plan.
Then then you have the procurement, the determine the method of pulling the L shape inside the cage. That's Jeff.
So this is Jeff Bartel, and this is not a small thing because Jeff continued, he sent a mail yesterday thinking that he will need to attach the L shape to the crane, which is on the top on the east side, which is impossible. So yes, this is on Jeff, but this has to be the track, I mean, because for the moment, he needs to pull with the tugger inside. So maybe Jeff here, but you can put also Sid name, because without assistance of Sid, we will go nowhere. Put the name of Sid here also, please.
Degrees, right?
Yeah.
Then the there's the question of the air, equalized air distribution of the casters and the failure modes.
Yeah.
Sanmitra metallic plate to be inserted inside the cage and attachment.
Oh. Attends, wait. So this Sanmitra has to be clarified immediately also.
Yep, so it's on my list.
We need an air distribution system which make the four air casters fall if one is falling, and an equalized air distribution system while you move during operation.
So just to be clear, when we are moving the air caster, each one will be controlled with a separate regulator, right? Do we want all four of them be controlled by one regulator? Because
exactly.
Okay, I'll have to check with the manufacturer with that.
You know, last 2 weeks ago, Jeff did a test with Mike Johnson present. And Mike did not like it at all when it's separate. And this is right, because it's too dangerous. You will have, you cannot control well, and you will generate oscillation of your L shape. So we want one system which equalizes the air in the four air casters appropriately while we are in operation.
Okay, I'll speak with the manufacturer about this.
Okay. Do you want me here, Jim, to explain?
Hmm? No, I think the metal plate's fairly clear. That they need the surface on which the air casters ride has to be engineered.
Yeah, to avoid the 15-inch rail, Sanmitra. So you cannot put a plate on top of the rail. It's clear.
Is that the entire length of the cage? Because
the
if
rail
I'm not
runs the entire length of the cage.
Okay.
Sanmitra, you put a spacer below the plate. Of a few millimeters, just that the plate does not touch the rail.
Okay.
The rail are higher by a few millimeters, maybe 1 or 2 millimeters above the wood.
Okay.
Just put a spacer of any material.
Okay, then the Ross Cage loading compliance office calculations. Sanmitra is going to check the compliance office calculations at a later stage. So what do you want Sid to do here, Olga?
So Sid has all the load from Denis, but he's waiting the selection of the air caster from Sanmitra to determine the surface. So when he has both, I understand as soon as possible this week, he can contact Lakeshore, and Lakeshore will validate our scenario if you want.
Okay. Then the load case document with angle measurements goes to Dennis and Olga. Right?
Yeah, but this, you can remove that. We will not recalculate. The Sanmitra will do it. You can remove this. So I have updated the load case document. And we will not, or you can keep it. Sorry, it's complete. But just remove and update the calculation for one load case. We don't have time anymore to do that. So you keep this part, yes. So I have updated already the document, but Dennis will not recalculate. You just remove this part here. Voilà, exactement. Voilà. This is
okay,
complete.
The clamp attachment L-shape, that's Sanmitra. And the procurement...
You understand what it is, Sanmitra?
Yep, it is the Lindapter clamps, right, which we have on the cart which connect to the L beam.
Yeah, okay.
This is going to take a very long time stepping through this at this rate. I might suggest, Olga, that you and Sanmitra have a meeting offline.
If required, yes, sorry.
I think that might be.
Okay, but there is something which is critical here.
Okay.
Well, at least look at where I put one priority.
Okay, but who is Al Stratman know about this?
Yes, Charles is working on that.
Okay. So the communication is closed there. Then organize logistics and tests in the June week. That's on Jeff. And you'll communicate with him directly, Olga.
Yes.
And then bring the L-shaped mock-up in the crusher room and doing a mock-up test. Again, Jeff is on the list there, and Olga, you will coordinate to make sure that that's done.
Yeah, but everybody who has a task to provide something has to make it happen for June. But yes, I will coordinate. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else critical, Marzio?
No.
CRU box support.
I think here you can leave it like it is. There is enough information, and we have to discuss more with the French.
Who will be working on this?
Me mainly, because this is one task. Most part of this is a task from CERN. So me plus the French Institute, if you like.
L-beam sled. So Mike will purchase the parts. Has to be purchased at the end of May. Getting them will be challenge for a June test, but we'll see, right?
And important is that it must be commissioned by Samitra, which is not a trivial work.
Yeah, so that says prior to the week of June 15, Samitra, you would need to test everything out and make sure it all works.
You might want to get some help from somebody there.
You.
Maybe Charles can help
Yes.
if you advise. Because he has
Commission.
already done it.
Yeah, commissioning means also that you have to measure deviation. So you will check that everything is well synchronized. But we have to invent a way to detect if there are some delay in synchronization and then some oscillation.
I would suggest, Sanmitra, that you draft a commissioning plan and write it down
Yeah.
and then
Okay.
communicate it to everyone to see if they agree with what you intend to do.
Yeah, but first do it with Charles. Charles has done this in the past and he knows very well how to do it.
Yeah, he may even have he can might even have something for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, can you say the name again? Who
Charles
Charles?
Maupin.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Christ, that decking and railing, I think this is not priority, but what we need to do, basically, we received a long set of instructions for all the outstanding issues which we're having with the cryostat decking and railings. And so I think we'll need to set up and go back through the optimization of the decking and railings based on what we did. I think Kyle, that's fairly clear what you need to do, right?
Yep.
We'll need to have Jack check if we need to add the beam there or not. I think the suggestion was is we ignore this for the time being, the trip hazards. I guess I need to find out from I basically need to check and find out in general what the trip hazard requirements are. The mass on the roof.
That's something I'm working on right now. I'm trying to get this over to Gianluigi. They're reassessing their analysis, so.
Okay, if we want basket versus enclosed, I think we should move that to a later meeting where Terry is there. Fall restraint attachments to mezzanines. I don't recall where that one came from in our meeting. What fall restraint attachments do we need to the mezzanines?
From what I remember, there was a comment that we might be able to use those fall protection clamps to the beam girders as a as an alternative. But put Charles there because it was something I think he brought up, but I don't remember entirely. This was
Okay.
trying to collect all the notes from various people, so.
Yeah, I think we can delete this one because I don't think we need any fall restraints on the mezzanines because they've got regular.
A part of the detector mezzanine.
Still is
That
railing,
mezzanine,
right?
if where it is irregular, the wall of the cavern, what we do there, we put rails in any case.
Yeah, I think we just make, because we don't know what the gaps are, and it's easy to mount the
So
rails to
we
the.
put the rails there, okay. Yeah, so this deletes this.
Okay, this is
That one was to try to hide the cable trays under the flange a little bit better, particularly I think for fire detector too. So.
Yeah, I think that's basically optimizing the cable tray path to maybe have more vertical runs to avoid the having to snake around flanges, right?
Yeah, that's like an optimization study.
And then you'll look at what we would need to put the aerial lift on, and it's going to exceed what we have for the loading. The aerial lift's about 7,000 pounds, and that's going to be above what we have for that grading. So Marzio, how do we go back and try and find out what the real requirements are for access with the aerial lift above the on the top of the cryostat?
Well, I don't know. Is Mike Puff was information about the aerial lift?
Yeah, Mike can give us the point load of the aerial lift,
Yeah,
and I
but
believe that will exceed what we have.
the aerial lift maybe can go above it, above the one girder of the one beam of the roof.
I don't understand the aerial lift. The beams go north south. The aerial lift, if you want to move across the roof of the cryostat, has to go east west.
Yeah, and go on top of one, and then on the other side we put some support in wood or something like that. When it lands on we move the crane in any case. So give it, put my name so I step in.
Okay, just sketch out what you want and
Yeah.
we'll take a look at it. I mean, it sounds like what you want is to
Well,
be.
Alex is also working with me on. We have exchanged some mail over the weekend where Alex and me will say where we want to position this area lift to position the rods on the yeah.
Yeah, I mean, one could go instead of with the fiberglass, go with a set of bar grade or something like that, which has the ro right load
Okay.
requirement, or we could put
Okay. We'll
temporary
see.
bracing in or something, right? But
We'll see. Let's put where we want to position it, then we see.
yeah, define the requirements, then do the engineering. I think that's clamp design for aerial lift to cryostat top flange.
This was trying to secure the outriggers for that area lift in some way.
Yeah, I think that's basically the
Yep.
same.
Yep.
right? If you know where you want to put it, you can figure out where the feet go, and then you can figure out, you know, what you need to where you need to put a couple beams or something, and then moving the outer range of the cryostat. So I think we can basically go through and update the
Well, let's say next time we meet, maybe in not next time, but maybe in the second half of May, we go through this and we ask everybody where they stand with all this, even if the date was not written. People can say that they were busy with other things, or they can say they have done something.
Yeah, I mean, if we reinstate the weekly meetings, we should get through a lot of this.
Yeah.
A lot of the changes were pretty small, so it's just a question of implementing them, and there might be a couple open questions then, which we can work through. TCO beam finalized the length of the beam, capacity analysis plan, and connections.
Okay, this is Nick.
Yeah, I assume you want this after the clean room update.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay, I'll leave it blank. And then there's the getting the steel. So, Olga, you'll facilitate communication with Filippo and Raul.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I think this is quite urgent, but yeah.
Yeah, so if you set up a meeting, please include Nick and
Of course, of
yeah,
course. Yeah.
whenever you can get it, it would be anything you can do there is appreciated. Certain test tools. I need to work with, I'm going to have to reinstart the Wednesday meetings and try and work through those.
I have contacted the company just this morning. I have given a new technical specification, and I am waiting that they send me an offer, not to me, but to Steve.
Okay. Yeah, well, who will enter the? I think the normal process is this gets entered into EDH.
Don't worry. I have an agreement with Steve how to do it.
Steve
Don't
Cattell.
worry. Steve can tell, yes.
Okay. Yeah, he checked yesterday and it turns out I can sign for up to 100K. So
Okay, very good.
in theory, it should not be difficult. But if you're in communication with Steve, that's fine. Get weighted blocks on SST testing.
Yeah.
Okay, we can try and coordinate that with
Yeah,
Philippe.
Tom knows where to get it at CERN. Tom knows where to get this at CERN.
Okay.
Least Tom is fine.
Tom can do that for the SST test. Okay, I can try and draft something on that real quick. I did ask them to contact you, Olga, as soon as they had something. So, okay, that I need to make sure I provide something. I think this is just things which we have to work through as we develop the CERN test. There's quite a bit we have to work through on details on going through this. Organize safety folder and required training sessions. That's for tests at CERN, correct, Olga?
Yes, but then the idea is to propagate that to Dune.
False floor and cable trays. I think here create a bracket and then we'll get back with this is probably the most urgent one. I would say this is probably one. We need to get a bracket and send it to you so you can figure out if it's acceptable by GTT, right? It should not, it's a simple bracket, but I think we need to do that in the near future. If we can't take and do that, then we have to go back to the a mechanism to hold up the I-beam, right? And you'll take and try and Marzio. Or okay, Nick, you're going to take and try and send Marzio what we would want for a cold membrane sample piece. Now, if we do the test of the bottom CRP at Yale, then we would probably want to move that sample piece to Yale, ex unless we
I
want to
mean,
try and do the
it's cost a fortune. It will cost a fortune. I think it's not necessary.
Okay, then we should just figure out how to mock up something simple at Yale, right? Cryostat feed through.
Yeah, and Luigi and companies are working on it. Had a discussion, a long discussion this morning with CERN. So they are waiting, or we are waiting that they are waiting that I finish the analysis like what I presented last time, but for all the FD2 feed throughs. And then we take a decision how to design this bellow.
So when do you think one will have the envelope study?
I don't know.
So,
I hope
sorry.
in the next few days.
So the envelope study, let's say currently Dennis have sent to you FD2 and 1 hour ago
Oh,
FD2.
FD1. I see. I saw FD1 and FD2. Yes. This is, I will analyze it and then we'll come back.
Exactly. And then with the result of the load case, we can finish the envelope study. So hopefully by the end of the week, or even earlier if possible.
By the end of the month, you said, or
The week. No. No, as
getting
soon as
close.
possible.
Okay, I'll
This is fine. This end of the week is fine. It's the first item, which is very important.
Yeah, I mean,
So.
it's basically the when you check the gaps, you had to have done a lot of the other stuff already, right? When you check the envelopes, right? Or am I
No,
getting it wrong?
you have to think which are independent. You have to check the so what they are doing for the calculation. This is very important because you have to know how it deforms this object.
Okay.
So
I
and then when they give to me the calculation and I will compile for all feed through what is the situation, then we decide for which feed through we have to act with a bell or something similar.
Okay. And then basically the calculation will tell you how much space you need, and the envelope study will tell you if you have enough space.
Oh, will tell me how much is inclined, each feed through, how much is inclined. What is the shape, the inclination of each feed through, so that I can calculate and make a map which feed through exceeds the space that we have. So for me, this cryostat feed through is the most important thing in face of us right now.
Yeah, no, if that's one of my, I would say of
You
your.
can put priority one everywhere there.
Yeah.
I'm just doing this full time. All my thinking goes there even in the night.
No,
So
make sure the
I'm
features
scared
work.
that of making a mistake.
Yeah, no, that I would agree. That's the most important thing right now. Okay, that was the list of things which we covered at South Dakota. I don't know if people have things updated. I know Nick, you wanted to show something on bottom CRP.
Yeah, I have a few very general slides. Not slides, model updates. So I know last time we had talked about having some sort of update on the bottom support. Let's see what. I did some very quick thinking
Yeah,
yesterday.
that's perfect. That's perfect. Can
Yeah.
you just show what does it mean? Which direction? Yeah,
Sorry, this is the correct orientation.
the correct orientation. Okay.
And I
And
have,
you say that we can insert and remove this.
yeah, so this is it inside the model itself.
Great. You've got the clearance to the
I think I want to switch this laterally so it doesn't go near the knuckles. But other than that, I think it's at
Clear.
least somewhere to go, right? Yeah,
So
this is a.
can you make a just a small calculation, given that these feet are sitting on some we can put some material which make it sliding much simpler. Can you calculate how much force we need to push it 1 centimeter?
Those are the feet which Ian designed, right? So that we need to check whether or not I think those were set up to translate. We just need to check and see what he designed.
Okay, okay.
That capability might already be in there.
Okay, very good. So I take this and I organize a meeting in the next day with Michigan people and you and Steve Kettle to see if we can arrive to some conclusion.
Can you give him another couple of days to try and get the
Sure, 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 sure.
a lifting
Sure.
beam above it so that and a connection for a rope down to it?
Sure. But once you have it, can you send me these images so that I can look at
Sure.
the discussion?
Definitely.
Very good. If this is true that we have made a big jump forward.
I hope so.
Oh, one other thing, Marzio, it occurred to me, and we can try and look at the floor loading, but we do have a Palazzani in the budget. So if we do need for some reason to remove something once the rope's pulled out, one could take the aerial basket and move it over that, and then you have the ability to work above the bottom CRPs.
Can you put the Palanzani inside the cryostat?
Checking the load requirement, but we'd have to check the load requirement on the
Well, if the
floor.
Palanzani can go inside the cryostat, then we don't need anything.
Well,
We just need a Palanzani.
no, I don't think you can have the. I don't think it has enough load capability for someone in the basket and picking something like that up.
I think it's a load for 2 or 3 people in
Two
the
people.
basket.
Two people in the basket.
Two or three.
Two.
Are you sure?
I looked up the spec of what Mike was purchasing, and we pulled down the pick sheet,
Okay.
and yes, it was two.
Okay.
That's a big
Well,
one.
then
It's
we have.
got like an and it's got like an 80-foot reach on that one. It goes from the floor up to the roof of the crown of the cryostat.
Okay, then we use a very small operator,
Yeah.
which have a very little weight. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now we'll find a solution.
Yeah. Okay,
Okay.
other
That's
people
very
who
good.
have
Also,
That's
I'm
very good.
yeah, also I'm just stuck sharing, so I'm trying to stop sharing, but might just hop out of the meeting for a second just to reset it.
Rook given network.
Yeah. Either that or
Okay,
the
there it
Ender.
goes. Okay, anyone else? I mean, everyone was in meetings last week, so I don't know how much people would have, but if there's anything anyone would like to show, now would be the time.
And I would say people have the mailing list. And if they have something to show in any moment and they want to show something and send a mail, just send it to this mailing list so that everybody of us will see it.
Yeah, we need to make sure that we get Cyril Tukes on the mailing list, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then I'll post this file which we worked on today to the Indigo page from last week so everyone would have access to it. And then we can try and get some stuff done.
And look also at the DMS, where there are all the procurement. There is a file which could contain all the minutes of the engineering meeting.
Okay, on EDMS in the procurement, there's a file. I can put it there then, yes. Okay, suggestion next week we were going to step through quickly the status of everyone, and then we were thinking having 20 minutes at the end of the meeting. Is there a topic which we should try and cover? I was thinking maybe an update by Samitra on how things are going with the Elbing test and SLED. Is that reasonable? Samitra, could you be prepared to give an update?
Yep, sorry, I thought I was unmuted, but yeah.
Because that seemed to be the most time critical right now. So
Okay.
I think we should hear how you've made out.
But please, as soon as you have, you will give an update next week, but before you tell us what was said the company and what you have selected as a caster, etc. So as soon as you have a result, you share with us, please.
Yep, that will be earlier this week. Okay,
Next
thank you.
week will be good to hear from Alex this motion, this movie about the installation of the cryo mezzanine. I
Yep,
understand.
I should be able to get
Okay.
that put together this week.
Okay,
Thank
then
you.
be prepared like 15 minutes each. So that's about, yeah. Okay. Then we'll see each other in 1 week's time.
All right,
Bye.
thanks everyone. Bye.
Bye
Thank
bye.
you. Thank you.